3, 2, 1.
Here we go! Hello, this is the No Normal Show, brought to you by BPD. This is where we leave all things status quo, traditional, old school, and boring in the dust. And instead, we celebrate the new, the powerful, the innovative, the future, all related to how brands can lead the way in health. I'm your co-host, Stephanie Weirwill, EVP of Engagement here at BPD, and I am joined by a returning guest, Mika Siegel, Director of Product Innovation and Strategy. Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me back. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I think last time you were on, we talked about how we were so excited to have you come back, and here you are. It feels like it was just yesterday.
Yes, it does. It's a quick turnaround, but I'm happy to be back and share some new insights. So this is great.
Yes. So Mika is here with us because we have a hot, hot headline that is right in his world that he is dealing with every day. Mika is one of our resident tech gurus, and he leads data and analytics across a variety of hospital and health system clients, including work like precision marketing, CRM, web tracking, ROI measurement, and so much more. And so one of the key headlines that we saw over this last week really hits hard in the tracking area. So we are coming at you on Monday morning, September 9, to take in that headline in this short episode that we call a newsflash by No Normal. So I'll get right into it. So what happened over the last couple of weeks is that the appeal of the data tracking litigation was dropped. So I'm going to give some background here, but this is part of a long running saga that health systems have been facing. We've been calling this whole pixel tracking shenanigans situation where there's been data breaches and litigations galore. We've been calling this pixel mayhem. It has hit our hospital and health system clients really, really hard over the last few years. And so this is a big deal. It's a big deal that there's new news in the space and potentially a slight turn of opinion here from the HHS. So let me take you back. Mika, do you want to go on this journey with me? We're going to go back in time.
Let's
just a little bit.
Love to.
All right. So this Pixel Mayhem saga started way back in May 2018 when GDPR officially launched in the EU, and that required user control over PII, or personally identifiable information. So this isn't directly related to this pixel tracking mayhem situation. It was more of an early warning sign. It was one of the first times that I at least remember in my career when privacy became mainstream topic in most marketing discussions. Mika, what are your memories of that moment?
Yeah, I think it was pretty dramatic. You know, it's sort of quite surprising considering we've had those pixels on for a long time, and all of a sudden you make this sort of big shift and change. And I think it was a big sort of 180 for the entire health system. So I think it was a big deal. So
yeah, it was. And there was another contributing factor that came as well shortly thereafter. Well, a couple years after, in June 2021, Apple launched privacy protection features. And part of that was the use of tracking technologies like Metapixel, which, you know, we had been using as marketers at that point a little while now. And so when Apple launched their privacy protection features, we had to really think twice about pixels because they weren't sort of crossing these boundaries of Apple devices. And then here's where the real story picks up. So June 2022, a report by The Markup showed that 33 of the top 100 hospitals were using the Metapixel, and that was actually sending sensitive data to Facebook. So hospitals were inadvertently disclosing PHI to third parties like Meta through tracking pixels. And this was certainly the turning point. This was really the beginning of it all that I think now brings us all the way, you know, to today in terms of we're still two plus years later dealing with this fallout. And then 6 months later, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issued a bulletin stating that healthcare organizations were using these pixels without proper authorization. So there was not a BAA, and they were violating HIPAA. And the Office of Civil Rights then issued a stern warning about privacy issues from the tracking technology. And so here we just had this was really where things really heated up, right, Mika? Like our clients were having to just go into their websites and pull all the pixels off in some cases, or really audit and understand what was going on, because it was really clear that there was a major issue.
Yeah, that sounds right. It was a major fire drill, I think, across all the health systems, across all the agencies, making sure they were all in compliance. Everyone kind of got a little sort of spooked, if you will. And I think that really sort of caused a 5-alarm fire across all the health systems across the country, big and small. And everyone's trying to really sort of pivot and figure out what to do next. So yeah, it was a major turning point.
Yeah, it was. And there were class action lawsuits all over the place, right? So many health systems had lawsuits filed against them for alleged HIPAA violations. And so this just caused even more risk and even more concern. And so, you know, that's kind of where we stand today in a way. And then we're going to get to our new news here. But that's sort of where we stand is many hospitals and health systems have pulled third-party pixels from their sites. The good news is many have really ramped up first-party data, and we've been helping in a lot of those cases. So I guess I would say there's a bit of a silver lining here. Would you say that just in terms of how pixel tracking has shifted?
100%. It gives us a new light into how we use our own first-party data, how we can start to do audience segmentation, look at what we already have in-house from health systems, really lean into what they have themselves that's opted in, consented data. So I think that's a huge element. And really kind of almost sort of shining a light on some opportunities for first-party data access.
Yeah, which is a big deal because in healthcare, you know, we've always been a little behind, a lot behind, you know, industries like retail who have been doing that for a while. So, okay, so that was a 5.5 minute blow through the last 6+ years. So here's where we are today. Here's our new news that sparked this conversation. So at the end of August 2024, which was last week-ish, the Department of Health and Human Services dropped its appeal of a lawsuit. So that was due to the American Hospital Association, the AHA, which was really challenging guidance issued by the Office of Civil Rights. So they were saying, hey, on behalf of hospitals, this does not make sense. On behalf of hospitals, this restriction of using online tracking tech is really causing issues. And so they were arguing that the guidance exceeded the Health and Human Services authority. And so, because of that, HHS dropped its appeal of this lawsuit. So, this means that perhaps, maybe, hospitals will be allowed to use tracking tech on their websites without fear of federal penalties. Now, big caveats here. One of them is they still have to, of course, apply with HIPAA regulations, which we'll get into what that means. So, okay, I'm going to take a breath. So, Mika, tell us, what is your reaction when you saw this news last week? What did you think?
I think it was a great win actually for the health systems, right? It sort of recognized the fact that while we need to be HIPAA compliant and manage where we're placing our pixel tracking, we also re recognize that we are consumers. People are acting as consumers on health systems. That when they go to a landing page or a service line page, it doesn't necessarily imply intent. It could be you're going there for your elderly parent or for a child or for somebody else. There's no way to determine why that should be HIPAA and PHI type of data. So really it was a huge one, I think, for the health systems and the marketing agencies and everybody who relies on that pixel tracking. And that's to say you get now carte blanche to place it anywhere you want, and you still have to be HIPAA compliant, and we can go into that a little bit. But really it's a, I think, significant win for the health systems to recognize that they are still acting as a business. They are entities that need to track and measure these types of performances, and really was a key win for the health systems across the country.
Yeah, well, I love a moment to celebrate because I think so much in healthcare and even on this show, you know, we talk a lot about the chaos and the challenges, and I mean, pixel mayhem itself has been really chaotic and it will still be. I don't want to act like it's over. It's not. But you know, it's great to celebrate a win. And here we are on a Monday morning. Let's, you know, get some pumpkin spice latte vibes and celebrate for just one second.
Absolutely. Who loves a good pumpkin spice latte?
Right. So, okay. So celebration over. So you mentioned, let's dig into some of the, you know, details here. So you just said, of course, they still have to comply with regulations. Of course, they still have to, and this is not a carte blanche to just run wild with pixels. So let's dig into that. Let's dig into, great, this might be a win. We don't know yet, but if it is, how do we use this technology responsibly?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's looking at, right, I think if you read through the guidance, it really defines sort of where and how the pixels can be placed. It's talking about anything that is consumer facing that you can access through the public sites, that it's not tied to any kind of login. I think that's really the key distinction, is that the guidance really starts to break out where the pixels can be placed and where they cannot, and what is actually PHI and HIPAA data. So for example, anything that requires a site login, so a username and password that needs to be a consumer login access, anything on those types of pages with a pixel is considered PHI, and that's the HIPAA data that everyone's so concerned about. But if you're talking about going to a health system's homepage or a Google search for directions or a phone number, anything that those are on those sites, they determine that it's not HIPAA and not PHI type of data. And I think that's really the big win for the health systems, is really that distinction between the two. And then using the pixels responsibly and knowing where and when and how to place them is really sort of, I think, the key indicator of how we can sort of find the happy medium between the HHS guidelines plus healthcare systems want to manage their tracking. And then, you know, actually then adding in third-party types of services that can actually de-identify that data. It really helps to take that next step above just the pixel tracking, but really sort of segment out the user from the data and really provide that capability to measure the performance of the campaigns and the tracking on the sites, but yet not sort of tie all the way back to a single individual or an IP address that has always sort of been the sort of, that was part of the crux of all of the sort of the issues with the tracking and the HIPAA data, but really sort of de-identifying that from the user to the consumer sites.
So in some ways, I love the way you summed that up, by the way. You did that. You summed up a ton of information really quickly and really succinctly. And in some ways, it sounds easy when you talk about it. But in other ways, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, this is actually really hard to execute responsibly, right? Because, you know, you're talking about we have to act with care in terms of which pages have pixels, which don't, how the pixels are being used, what the pixels are tracking up, what, you know, how the tracking technology is being placed. And a lot of these websites are highly complex. And I think one of the challenges that came to light was health systems, some of them thought they had tracking tech removed and then came to find out they didn't, or someone else came to find out they didn't, right? So tell me just, you know, realistically, How difficult is this to actually execute responsibly?
Yeah, it's pretty hard. And there's companies out there now that are helping to implement that type of tracking to make sure that everyone is compliant. So even if you're concerned, there's services out there that are able to provide that level of comfort, if you will, to make sure that your pixels and the tracking is on the right pages, managing the data in an appropriate way and in a responsible way, really ultimate, right? So it's managing how we use that data, how we place those pixels, where we place the pixels. And it's not an easy scenario. And there's health systems who are major national companies versus your local hospital systems all have to follow the same guidelines and recognize the same practices. So navigating that complex, as you described, that sort of complex web of landing pages and sites and user interactions is extremely complex. And there's definitely ways around through that. And there's paths forward. Just managing what that looks like.
Yeah, great. And I think one place where we've really played, and you've talked about on the show last time you were here, is coupling third party tracking with first party data. So that's one place that, you know, that we're really assisting. You are, I should say, you're really assisting clients every single day in that and helping them navigate that complexity. Tell us just a little bit more about what does that look like when. Okay, great. Now we have a yellow flag, not a green light, but a little bit of a yellow light to, you know, consider third-party pixels again. But how should marketers be thinking about coupling that with first-party data?
Yeah, it's really a good point. It's really that first-party data. It's almost like that holy grail of data, right? It's your own in-house data that people from your consumers, your patients who have opted in through your consent platforms have identified who they are. And it's not that we're retargeting or we should retarget individuals for their health services, but really building that modeling around who your patients are. So if you're looking at a service line, understanding what types of patients are coming in, what they look like from a global sense, from your community standpoint, so you can understand that a middle-aged person who has certain presenting criteria could need services, right? You're not actually saying that person A should be this targeted service line, but rather what that looks like in the community sense from your data alone, and then leaning into that for segmentation to understand how you break that out, how you define who those are, and then really targeting your precision marketing. So, right, precision is being exactly who you want to target is based upon that model data of your first party information to say in your community, in your local area, these are the individuals that we want to focus on marketing. And that's leveraging first party opted in consented data, building individuals that look like who they want to target. So it's like almost the safest way you can get there, because you're not reliant on pixels. You're not reliant on third-party providers. You're not reliant on anyone's outside data except your own and your own data science and engineering, or working with a provider to help with that. And really leaning into that first-party information to be the safest and most compliant, if you would, from a marketing standpoint.
Yeah, I love that. And for those listening who maybe haven't heard that episode that we're referring to, we can link that in the show notes. But what Mika is talking about here is precision marketing, which is BPD's approach to leveraging first-party data and third-party data to create a really, really robust program for demand generation, especially for service line marketing. So I love how you called that. You know, that's the Holy Grail. I think that, I guess, one of my takeaways sitting here listening to you talk about this is, yes, you know, let's celebrate the win. Yes, there's a yellow light for using third-party data again, but it's not the whole picture, and it shouldn't be the whole picture, and you shouldn't go back to relying on that for many, many reasons, and don't take the foot off the gas of the bigger picture. So
Exactly.
how would you, is there anything else that's complementary? So we've talked about, you know, third-party tracking tech. We've talked a lot about the metapixel. There are other pixels to consider. So I guess part one of my question is, are there other things people should be thinking about with third party? And then secondly, are there other kinds of data or just a, you know, larger, more holistic program beyond third and first party, or does that really cover it?
Yeah, I think that pretty much, I would say that covers the gamut, right? So everything from third party sort of outside source data versus your first party data really is that sort of wide breadth of types of data you can leverage. And I think it's also recognizing how you use third party data. Third party data doesn't have to be just you're renting and buying a list, but rather you're using the data smartly and strategically with precision marketing and identifying like individuals that are going to need those types of healthcare services. So that's, you know, third party data, building a model at large. Versus using first-party data, really is that sort of, you know, that it come to your health system, you know, they come in through your doors, modeling your performance around those individuals is really that sort of that true identifiable information that you want to lean into. But using that third-party to first-party data, it really does run that gamut, and it's important to focus on both because they're not mutually exclusive, and how you use them is each has its own unique opportunities.
Yeah, great. Okay, last question here, and then we'll wrap. But is the pixel mayhem officially over? And if not, yay. If so, what do you expect coming? What are you going to keep your eyes out for in the next weeks, months? Go ahead.
I would love to say yes, it is over because of the lack of appeal, but unfortunately, I would say no. It's reality that we're always going to be facing this new normal of how we're managing our pixels, how we're managing data with all the HIPAA compliances, with GDPR, everything that's happening in the world. Everyone being so much data conscious and data privacy focused, it's always going to be a conversation. I think this now gives us an opportunity to breathe a little bit, but not take a deep breath. We can have a little celebration, have our pumpkin spice latte. Catch your breath, and then we can move on and start to think about how we do this in a more data privacy focused environment. Knowing that's always going to be in the background, that's always going to keep us up at night. How we manage our data, how we keep our performance marketing actionable, but yet also compliantly safe. So it's always going to be there, unfortunately, but we can take a breath.
Yes. Maybe someday we'll transition from pixel mayhem to pixel monitoring.
Exactly. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you. I love having you on, Mika. You're just a wealth of knowledge and information. So thank you for
Thank you.
joining us, and I'm sure we'll see you again soon here.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yes. Well, thank you for everyone listening. As always, you can get a hold of us at nonormal@bpdhealthcare.com. And until next time, don't be satisfied with the normal. Don't be satisfied with average pixels. Make sure you have a robust measurement and data program and push that no normal. And we'll talk to you soon.
3, 2, 1.